Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Beth Havhager.
Good morning.
And we got great things coming up for you this hour. We're going to be joined by Al Marco, Nakusa mayoral candidate, will be with us at 9:35, about 9:50 today. We'll have Madeline Maddie Palmquist with us, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate, as we continue our candidate series. But every Thursday, we like to kick off this hour with our good friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. We have Tim Chris with us right now to talk about our pets of the week. And Tim, good to see you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate the time. I want to get to this article in City Times in a moment with you, but we don't want to make the audience wait too long. We don't want to use up too much of your time, sir. Who are our pets of the week?
Okay. First off, though, I want to thank you for doing this radio show. I've neglected to do that. This is a big help. Help us get our word out, and we at the Humane Society appreciate the time you give us very much.
So. That's nice. But honestly, we love this. Like, this is one of our favorite segments. It always has been. Going back to people long before me in this chair right here, WFHR and our Humane Society have worked together. We're teammates. We're partners. We're in this together. So it's our pleasure to be able to welcome you guys in.
Well, thanks anyway.
And we love animals. We love animals
yes.
around here.
So, recently we've had a flood of dogs. Not so much cats, but we were at capacity last weekend, and a lot of surrenders. People are falling on hard times, and so we're getting a lot of dogs. So we had over 20 at once, and so the kennels were full, but I wanted to talk about two of them today, and these two are our long-term residents, I guess I should say.
Okay.
The first one is Gator. He looks like a gator.
Yeah. I've seen Gator. Yeah, Gator's great. Gator's a good dog. Yeah.
He is. He actually came in on July 11th of last year. He's been at the shelter all this time. He really is a great dog. He's a mix, as most of them are. They're mostly pit bull mix, white and black. He's kind of, I guess you say, chunky, powerfully built, low to the ground type thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put Gator. Yeah. The way he looks, he's a happy dog, too.
I think I met a Gator.
Yeah, good dog.
Yes, he's great with kids. He can be somewhat intimidated by new people. He's got a big bark, so typically some people. But he's I've walked him many times, and he kind of scurries along and does his thing. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
And
dogs like Gator, especially working at a lot of the shelters I have, they're one of those things. It's one of those things where you give them some routine. They come home, they get to that forever home. They get some routine down, and a lot of that kind of works itself out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It's certainly one of those animals that I would think that, any family really could fit with Gator. But certainly if you've got young kids, if you've got younger people in the house or people that can walk him and get some energy out of him, and that is really helpful. But I would say even if you are a retired person, Gator would fit perfectly with you because Gator just wants attention. Gator's looking to be loved. And you know, you got the time for that. You got time for a great dog like Gator.
He looks like the Target dog.
Yeah, he does a little bit.
He really does.
He's very handsome. That dog is always smiling, too. He's got a great, great face.
And Gator is a bonus, by the way, because someone in the community anonymously paid for his adoption.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
We have that. And so Gator, whether that would matter to someone, will not cost you. You know, the adoption fee has been paid for.
Wow.
So it's just come pick him up and love him.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you qualify, if it's a good fit, you go in, you meet Gator, you guys come and see the house, what have you.
Yes.
And that all works out. You don't have to pay for Gator's fee. I never heard
wonderful.
That before. That's
really?
Really cool. Yeah, I haven't. Does that happen often?
Here and there.
Okay, good.
Someone they want to give and do something. And just so people know, you have to put in an application for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to check you out. and make sure, you know, you can't have criminal things. Like, if you have domestic violence, I'm sorry.
Things like that.
That would, you know, you couldn't have that animal by
Right, right.
And then we set up a meet and greet, everything by appointment with the dogs. Because we can't just have people showing up, wandering around. It riles up all the dogs because they think they're getting walked, and then they don't. So put your application in, make an appointment, you get a meet and greet. They, you know, if you want to bring your pet out, your children, if you have them, they see if it's a fit, because you have to meet.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Then it's, they will, a lot of times they'll come right up to whoever the new owner is, and that's a, it's like magic.
part of the reason we appreciate our Humane Society so much is the animal comes first. And that's the way it should be. And and you as a person out there that wants this animal should want that as well, because you're not going to want an animal that's not going to fit in your home or anything like that. So appreciate the breakdown of that. If people wanted to sponsor an animal, if they wanted to learn more how to do that, can they just reach out to you guys? Is that how that works?
Yes.
Cool.
They can call, come in when we're open. We will certainly take the money.
Non-profit, man. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Right. No.
But that's a great idea for families that might not be able to have a pet, that have allergies or something, but they still love animals and they still want to see a good home for animals. That's a wonderful way to be able to still support.
It is. Very much so.
And we have another one.
We have another one. We have Scarf.
Oh,
so I know you're going to look up Scarf. I like walking Scarf, and he's another one. He's been there 200 and some days also. He came in last year in August. He's another pit bull mix, about 5 years old. Very, very friendly.
Another handsome dog. That's a handsome dog. Right,
he's a more of a brindle. And he just loves playing with toys. When when you go in to take him for a walk, he will come right up to the door with a toy and wants you to play with the toy. So he's good with children also. And it, some of the notes we have, he can get a little guarding his food, but it's nothing bad. But he just wants to be walked and have somebody come and pick him up, take him home.
With both of these dogs, are they neutered, they microchipped?
Yes, they have to be.
Yes.
They have to be medically cleared. And some of the stuff I didn't realize either. Every 30 days, they have to have this CVI check by a vet to make sure everything's up to. So you can imagine these two dogs have had this every 30 days for almost a year.
These are very healthy dogs.
Well, also, you know, relatively, it's a vet fee. You know, that's a cost. That, you know, this isn't free.
And so, that can really be taxing, not on only you guys, but on the animal too, I imagine. So getting these guys that have been in the, in any animal that has been in the shelter for a good amount of time or anything, getting them out, getting them that perfect home, that forever home, is all of our goal and what we want, what we're trying to accomplish here. We also are able to do that with other help. There are other outlets that you guys have. And there recently was a great article in the Wisconsin Rapid City Times about the Humane Society I wanted to touch on with you.
Yes, that was kind of by accident, I guess.
Happy accident.
Well, I was told to give Mike Warren, the editor, a call about the event we have coming up, the Super Spring Spectacular. Well, that led into the article.
Excellent.
He wanted to know what was behind all this, so obviously, I can talk a little bit, and
and that's really cool. It was a really nice article. It was great to see our Humane Society highlighted like that. A nice job by Mike Warren, as always. Mike does good work.
He said, "I'm going to try to get on the front page," and he did. And
right on.
It was a real, another eye-opener for me also.
It's
nice publicity.
Well, and you know, just any time that we can remind you and the staff over there that you're not alone in this, that you guys are not by yourselves in this. You got a whole community behind you. This town loves animals. We love animals in this area. And while there are some outliers here and there, I think overall you've got a community that really backs the Humane Society, really puts our money where our mouth is, really puts action to words. And whatever you guys guys need, we're here, and we're going to work on and try to help out and try to get these animals to forever homes and give you nothing to do. Get every animal out of there, give you nothing to do over there.
Would be
that's
nice.
Our goal, but that's our goal. That's what we'd like to accomplish.
But it's cat season. So
it is kittens.
Ready. And we've got our kennels ready. It's going to happen. So.
Yeah.
As we're letting you go, I just wanted to remind everybody again about the Super Spring Spectacular. Okay. It's coming up this weekend. It's going to be fun. 10 to 2 over at Bullseye Golf Club. You can't have a bad time at Bullseye. You can't. Mm. It's impossible. Let alone when you bring all this down there and everything, you're going to have a great time at this event.
Yes.
You guys, be sure to take pictures, and we look forward to hearing about how the event went next time you join us next Thursday.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. We'll be celebrating this event and sending people your way for it, and we're going to be sending people to the website to check out these amazing dogs. I will be doing everything I can to not go and try to adopt them because I don't have the room, and it's not a good place for them, but I want them, every single one of them. Thanks so much for the time, Jay. We appreciate you.
You bet.
Say hi to the staff and everybody for us, okay?
I will do so.
Beth and I will be back with more fun in just a moment, but I want to remind you that you can reach out to the Humane Society at SWCHS at SWCHS.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, SWCHS at SWCHS.com. Be sure to bookmark that page and follow them on social media. And listen every Thursday for another opportunity to hear our Pet of the Week. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Beth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Thursday. Little Alice in Chains to play us in. If you like that song and would like to hear the whole version, you can coming up. You can request it.
Wow.
We've got a fun new show lined up for you that we're already enjoying so much because we are getting so much feedback from all of you on.
Mm-hmm.
Join us Sundays after Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8, where Seth takes a different theme every week and gives you songs around that and, mm-hmm. and builds around that with other audio outlets and everything. Does a great job. It's a fantastic show. Be sure to check Seth Faces the Music every Sunday, 6 to 8. After that, while our show Director's Cut takes a little bit of a break, it takes a breather. It's been working hard.
Yeah.
Director's Cut needs a breather. Mm-hmm. It's just time. So we're going to let that go ahead and take a break for a couple months.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we're going to give you original content with our show Unlabeled.
Yay!
Your 90s mixtape.
All right.
Basically, if it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it. It doesn't matter if it's country, pop, rap,
wonderful,
alternative, whatever. I was talking to a listener, and I really appreciate this because you guys get us. You get our mm-hmm. show. You get us. I called the show Unlabeled because if you were around in the 90s, all music was labeled. Everything was over-labeled. It had to be this, mm-hmm. this. And you go into a CD store, and kids, CD stores were a thing we'll tell you about another time. But everything was broken down. Here's acid jazz and you know, country pop. And like mm-hmm. they had all these different things. And it just got to be where I think we were all hoping music would go, where it is now, where they don't really do that anymore. There's no real categorizing of music, really. It does to a degree, mm-hmm. but nowhere where when we were kids.
Right.
And I like that. And I kind of like embracing that. And so we all made mixtapes.
Oh,
we
yeah.
all created stuff like that. We're having fun with this show. Where there's a couple of things that we're doing with it. Like we're going to play soundtrack songs because the 90s were so huge for mm-hmm. soundtracks. We are going to do like a segment of the best of. Where right. we're going to play like the best, the class of 93, where we play all songs from the year of 93 or something like that.
That's wonderful.
And most importantly, we're taking your requests. You know, I've got bombarded by requests from these and everything. it's been really good. Had a listener actually give us I wouldn't say negative feedback, but just had a critique about something and write it. And it was a long paragraph. And then at the end of it, and I'd like to hear this song. Through request it. I love it. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for supporting the show, mm-hmm. Spreading the word about the show. We are really appreciating that. We are going to replay last week's episode because we just didn't get a chance to really highlight it much.
Right.
So we're going to replay that one this Sunday. We'll have a brand new episode for you the following Sunday.
All right.
And keep on listening and spreading the word about that.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting it. We are the home of covering a handful of things that we do not let get past us. World records. records, mm-hmm. Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, stuff we do. Well, have you seen this old photo of Dolly that is flying around social media right now? It's a photo booth shot she took back in 1966 when she was 20. And everyone that's seen it is making the same joke about this picture. And I'm showing it to Beth right now if you haven't seen it. It's a picture I've never seen of her.
Yeah.
And she's striking. She's Dolly Parton, for God's sake. If you've ever seen a young picture of Dolly Parton, you know exactly what we're talking about. The woman has not spent one moment on this earth not beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. Like, just a beautiful human being. Now, I think while you can point to a handful of things that she's done, healthy living, maybe work or not, or anything like that,
right.
Any of these other things, blah, 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 I don't care. I think the reason she has aged so well is because she is such a beautiful soul.
Oh, yes.
And I don't care how corny this sounds or how unscientific it is, I believe in this. I think that you live a good life. You mm-hmm. live a beautiful life like that. It shows on the outside. We've always said the inside and outside, all mm-hmm. that, they're two different things. I do think that you grow from that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's part of it. But everybody is making the same joke about this, too. How did Jolene have a chance?
I know.
Like, what? Who is this woman that could take Ed Dolly's man from him, from her, or
right.
something like that? So everybody's making the same joke. So it should be noted that when it came to the song Jolene, for those that have not heard, she wrote this about a bank teller who kept flirting with her husband. She got the name from a little girl she signed an autograph for, and the name just stuck with her because mm-hmm. she had never heard the name Jolene before.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, this is like all great creative writers, this is a mismatch of, I'm going to take from this story, I'm going to take from this story,
right.
I'm going to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of cool. There is an interesting theory going around online, which Dolly has had a lot of fun with and laughed at, but also squashed. So that I think is interesting, where a lot of people are saying she was Jolene.
Oh.
And she's writing it from that perspective. I thought that was kind of interesting. It's not true,
no.
But I do think it's kind of interesting. It was kind of funny to note and everything. This is a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
That is a really great. She just took that in a photo booth, man.
Like, and it just goes to show you, everyone can be insecure. You know, the people that you think are secure and happy and who they are, everyone can be insecure. I mean, she was concerned that this other woman, even though she is gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
might be able to steal her man.
Yeah.
And so that insecurity, and I love that she has played that out in that song, but
yeah.
she had nothing to worry about.
Also noteworthy, Dolly has come out and said that Beyonce, so for a long time, even before Beyonce had this country album coming out, Dolly Parton has really wanted Beyonce to do some of mm-hmm. her songs. They're friendly, they've talked before, they've worked off stage a little bit together and everything. So recently, though, in an interview, the interviewer was asking, hey, are you still bugging Beyonce about doing Jolene or whatever? And she basically said it in the past tense. Like, she has already recorded a version of Jolene. It just hasn't been released and nobody knows yet. Two things. First, Beyonce has her country album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly Parton has, I believe, a sequel to her latest rock album coming out. So it could be featured on either of those. Who
right.
knows? But I really appreciate everything that Dolly Parton has done in her career. Literally everything.
Yes.
I appreciate every second of her career. And I don't know many people I could say that about.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest things that I appreciate about Dolly Parton is her rising up other artists, her supporting other artists,
mm-hmm.
her women supporting women, her doing that. And when it comes to the pushback of Beyonce being in country music, it's weird. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand it. I thought we were past this. I thought we were past the idea of this person can't play this style of music.
Yeah.
Or first off, who are you? Who the
exactly.
Who are you to say that a certain person can't play this style of music? Did you invent it? Do you have a copyright on this music? Are you the king or queen of this type of music? Like, miss me with that. Get out of here with that. And second of all, this Beyonce's mother, which I feel for the, we never hear from this woman, but she felt the need to defend her daughter and come out of the woodworks. Beyonce's a Texan.
Yeah.
She spent her life going to rodeos, wearing cowboy hats. There's pictures of her like 5 and 6 in cowboy hats and mm-hmm. boots and everything. This girl's more country than half the artists out there. One of the things that I've learned doing the Sunrise Show is the difference of a real country artist and a plagiarizer,
mm-hmm.
a person who is just pandering.
Mm-hmm.
The person, there's a big difference of somebody who grew up with dirt under their nails and that lifestyle and the person that got money and like, you know what? I want to own a tractor. I'm going to take pictures of me in a flannel on a tractor, right. And I'm going to write these songs in my jet as I'm flying from city to city and everything, while I'm pretending that I know what it's like to actually live that life. Mm-hmm. This woman lived the life,
right?
And you're not going to let her in the music game? You're not going to let her do Beyonce? Man, get out of here with that.
It's the musical version of typecasting.
Yeah,
like her as this pop artist. That's what we know her as. And now we have pegged her. This is all you can be. The only thing you can do. Rather than saying, hey, she's got skills. Let's see what else she can do. What other varieties of music can she bring?
I heard nobody complaining when Taylor Swift went to pop music.
Right.
I've heard nobody complaining about this shift that Post Malone has made. Post Malone is doing nothing but country stuff now.
Right.
Just covered a Toby Keith song. I've heard nobody complaining about it. I don't see what. I mean, there's certain things that are different than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, tell me what it is. Dear.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. When you break everything else down and you leave nothing else, there's only one thing left.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
No.
Now, I will say, I'm not saying that you have to like the music.
Right.
The whole point of this is, if you don't like it, that's cool.
Change. Don't listen to
don't
it.
Don't listen to it. That's it. You don't. I mean,
but
that's
just
it.
Because you don't like it doesn't mean that you can't let others have the opportunity to like it.
I can't think of anything sillier than getting on a soapbox about a certain style of music and who should and shouldn't be able to play it. It's music.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a chance at it. Why do you think we have karaoke?
Yeah.
imagine if, I'm sorry, sir, you can't play, you can't sing this song in karaoke. You're not country enough, or you're not pop enough, or
right.
something. Like, no,
right.
no, that never happens. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
I did want to say a congratulations to the newest cast that hit the WRCT stage. Congratulations to the cast of Rumors. You can check out that cast list if you'd like at wrctheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
wrctheater.org. Encourage you to do so, everybody. And keep in mind that they are still looking for directors for next year. And, of course, they're always looking for good people behind the scenes.
Yes.
Reach out to our friends over at WRCT and find out more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also remind you that our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, who join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes.
A fun promotion going on. This is a great chance to promote the heroes in our lives, to promote the heroes in our neighborhoods. I've got a couple of people that I've recommended and that I'm going to, and a number of people that I've thought of, I didn't think of right away.
Okay.
But I was interacting, and I see this person, I interact with this person a couple of times a week, and I just, they're an amazing human being. And I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I should nominate them.
Right.
We all got people like that in our lives.
Teachers. You know, if your child's teacher is doing a great job and is encouraging and supportive, nominate them as a hero. I think teachers are unsung heroes all the time for what they do and the pay that they get for it. This is a great way to acknowledge them and build them up. There are others. Everybody who, you know, anybody you come in contact with that helps make you a better person just by being with them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that you want to consider for this.
We're honoring the exceptional heroes out there by featuring them in their prestigious Hero High yearbook. And as a token of their appreciation, you're going to receive a complimentary Hero High School High t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a hero in mind, send them an email. You can email them at wamincorporated@gmail.com. You can give them a call at 715-423-9465. That's 423-9465. And of course, direct message them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like Quality Plus Printing on Facebook, and you can direct message them that way. You can also email me and direct message us here at WFHR, and we'll be sure to get it to them. Let's make this a huge list, a huge pile of names.
I was going to say, let's make their job tough by giving so many great nominees.
Yeah. Yeah, they're throwing them all in a hat. They got to pull that name out. I mean, let's give them a lot of names to go through and everything. And find out more and like their page, qualityplusprinting.com. Be sure to find them more out about them on social media. Be sure to follow them, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
One note before we go to break. Our friends over at Save of the Arts, Sally Kistner and the gang over there, wanted to let everybody know the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis tribute show has been canceled.
Oh.
They were scheduled to perform Thursday, April 4th at the Performing Arts Center. Executive Director Sally Kistner reported, and I'll just quote from her, "We've been notified of a medical situation that will prevent the group from performing. Unfortunately, this is how life rolls sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for understanding. Anyone who purchased tickets will be notified by letter as their options. So please watch for the mail."
Okay.
A big thank you to the Dean and Jerry tribute show, yes, to them. And they were willing to come here, wishing, mm-hmm, them the best, sending good vibes to them, yep, and wishing them well. And looking forward to hanging out with Sally again real soon.
Yeah.
We highlight our friends over at Savor the Arts. You can find out more at SavorTheArts.com. We got a fun weekend, a fun schedule lined up for you this afternoon, as we do every afternoon. We usually have Midday Magazine, of course, from 3 mm-hmm. to 4. It's going to be a little touch and go the next 2 days. Today, we definitely won't be able to have it because we got Badger basketball.
Yay,
we're the
basketball.
Home of the Badgers. Yeah. The Badgers are in the Big Ten tournament. They are taking on Maryland tonight, today, this afternoon, I should say. Badgers are ranked 5th in the Big Ten. Maryland ranked 12th. This game, the pregame will start at 12:30. The tip-off will be about 1:30-ish,
okay,
which means that it'll go into, yeah, when we would be on the air with Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We will still be talking with these guests. We're just going to feature them in different spots where we're live on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, if the Badgers beat Maryland today, they'll be playing again tomorrow, where they'll be taking on, I believe, Northwestern. If that happens, again, Midday Magazine will be abbreviated, and we'll have those interviews for you at another time.
Right.
And as long as the Badgers men's team keeps playing, we're going to keep playing them right here at WFHR.
Yep.
It's the home of your Wisconsin Badgers. And, of course, we are the home of the candidate series, where we've been interviewing different candidates for all of our local offices.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having a lot of fun and been enjoying this opportunity. We're going to continue to do that in the second half of the hour here. In part one, we'll have Al Marco join us, candidate for Wanacoosa mayor. And a little after that, Madeline Maddie Palmquist, Wisconsin Rabbits Alderperson District 8 candidate, will be with us about 9:50, somewhere around there.
All right.
All that coming up for us right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your scratch bags on.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we're going to continue our candidate series right now. We're welcoming in candidates from all of our local offices that we're running, have running for, and bringing our candidates on and appreciate the time from them. Just to go over the basics of how we're doing this, I'll ask some questions. We'll let our candidates answer them, and we'll just keep moving. Do want to remind everybody, you can go to myvote.wi.gov right now to register, to find out where to vote, and all the people that are going to be on your ballot. Again, bookmark that webpage, myvote.wi.gov. Be informed and get out there and vote. We are welcoming in right now Al Marco, Wanacoosa mayoral candidate. Al, it's been a while. Good to see you.
Good seeing you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Al, we are always encouraging people to be a part of public service, to give to public duty in that, and being on boards or running for office like you are and everything. So I ask right out the gate, how have you enjoyed this experience? This isn't your first time.
No, I was previously the mayor from 2012 to 2018. Prior to that, I was first ward alderman for about 15 years. And I enjoy it. I enjoy trying to move the city forward and seeing it progress. And it's a great little community, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Talking to people in Wanacoosa and kind of polling people, if you will, and finding out what's on their mind and asking what their concerns are. The big one that I heard was businesses coming to the area, jobs, that kind of thing. How do you hope to do that for Wanacoosa?
Well, when I was in there before, we had commissioned a study for a hotel, mm-hmm. And the study came back that the hotel would be wonderfully supported,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of gone by the wayside, and mm-hmm. I'd like to pursue that again. Mm-hmm. We just had a company move into town that brought in about 30 employees, and I don't know if they've had any contact with the city. Mm-hmm. I had contact with the company back when I was mayor before to try to get them to build a new facility, and they came in and they bought a current mm-hmm. property. And I'd like to meet with them and see what the city can do to help them expand mm-hmm. and improve their business, and we can go from there.
What do you see as the role and responsibilities of a mayor?
Basically, I think the mayor is the cheerleader and the promoter of the community, and get out and meet with other municipalities, other governmental agencies. I've still got a few contacts from when I was in there before. I'd like to get those reinvigorated and see if we can get things going, get the state more involved, in getting some funding into Nakusa for business or street improvements and things like that to see that we can get those going.
Hmm. What are your goals for office if you are elected mayor?
Well, like I said, I would like to try to improve the business area. We've got a couple of open storefronts that I'd like to try to get filled. I understand the there's one of the banking institutions has been working with some people to try to get them to come in. I'd like to partner with that and see if we could get that individual or those individuals involved, see if we can get some development up into the business park. That's been kind of stagnant, and I'd like to try to get that promoted. I know when the COVID hit, a lot of the building stopped because of the prices and everything like that, and that would be, now that things have leveled out and dropped a little bit, I'd like to see if we could get something going that way.
What distinguishes you from other candidates? What in your background leads you to believe that you will be a very good mayor?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the experience. Like I said, 6 years prior and then 15 years on as an alderman. While I was alderman, I was chairman of the Public Safety Committee, chairman of the Public Works Committee at different times. So I was in with Public Works. I oversaw the development of our water plant and a new well system that was installed, involved in the restructure back 20 years ago with the highway when it came through. So I've overseen a lot of the big departments. And now that I've got a lot of free time, I can get more involved in not only those projects that are coming up, but like I said, go to other agencies and other municipalities and meet with them and see if we can work together and get things going forward.
Speaking with Al Marco, Nakusa mayoral candidate. Al, if elected, how do you plan to involve the community in decision making?
Well, that's one of the other big issue is the lack of communication between the council and the city and the residents. My first, one of the things I would like to do would be to get the newsletter back going. We used to do that. And then social media is big. Try to get more out there and get more people aware of what's going on and to get people more involved in our general meetings. I mean, we meet usually the first Tuesday and the second Tuesday of the month to get people there. The first Tuesday is usually where all the committees meet that evening, and that's where the work is done at those meetings. So that's where the public input should be. And that's where I would like to see the people show up. And we need to get that out there so they're aware of what's there, what's going on. The web page is kind of lacking, and I think that needs to be updated so more accurate things are put on the agendas.
Mm. And our final question for you, Al, why should voters cast their ballot for you? Any final thoughts?
Well, I'd just like to see the city moving forward, and I think the people that, the residents that are there would like to see it moving forward. It's my opinion, it's gotten kind of stagnant in the last few years, and I've started some of those projects before, and they kind of fell by the wayside, and I'd like to take those back off and get those completed.
Al, greatly appreciate the time. Really appreciate you running and putting yourself out there and putting yourself into public service. We appreciate any community member doing that, and thank you so much for the time. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, James.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to be joined by Madeline Matty Palmquist, Wisconsin Rapids Alderson District 8 candidate, coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we are just biding a little bit of time because we do have another candidate that is going to be joining us that we're looking forward to talking with. As we continue our candidate series, do want to remind our audience that we are, of course, encouraging you to check out myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. That is where you can go to find out to register, to find out where to vote, and who is going to be on your ballot. Be sure to bookmark that webpage. Be informed. Get out there and vote. We continue our candidate series. We are welcoming in many different candidates. Just had our Nakusa Merrill candidate, Al Marco, with us. Right now, joining us in studio, Madeline Maddie Palmquist, Wisconsin Rapids Alderson District 8 candidate. Maddie, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate the time, and also appreciate you rushing in here and jumping right on the air. The audience can't see that, but I appreciate you doing that, yeah. Maddie. Thank you very much for that. Just so you know, we ask all of our candidates the same questions. No kind of back and forth. I'll ask the question, you go ahead and respond, and we'll keep moving.
You got it.
So our first question, and as we always encourage, we want to encourage more and more people to run for office, to give to public service. So my first question is more of a curious one. How have you enjoyed the experience?
The experience has been interesting. It's busy. I'm very thankful that I have the support of my current employer, because without that, I would not be able to rush over midday and then take the time to do these interviews and get out there. So I'm very appreciative of my leadership team at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute for encouraging me to do this, and that they're very proud that I'm taking the time to do it.
Madeline, what do you see as the an older person's responsibilities?
Yeah, so our responsibility as an older person, if elected, it would be to engage with the community, to create policies, procedures, and rules that help encourage business within our area and that continue that community engagement. Right now, we're lacking quite a bit of that. We've sort of failed as a city to advance the way that we reach our audiences. So you and media understand that the way that we used to reach people is no longer working with our busy lives and what we have going on. We can't rely on people to take time off of work to come to a meeting. We have to figure out a different way to engage with them that works with their schedules.
And what are your goals if elected as alderperson of District 8?
So if elected, I want to work closer with the community, with the other councils that help create the rules for the city, and then with the other aldermen to help understand why we have those rules in place and what needs to be changed so that we can improve.
How would you plan on including the community feedback into your position, if elected?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that we could include community feedback. I know social media is one of those things that sort of gets away from people. We have a lot of, when you get on there, you don't have to look at somebody and tell them how you feel. So you occasionally get that person or those people, those groups that are very negative. That's not necessarily a bad thing. So even going out and counteracting that statement or making yourself known, explaining that you're a human on the other side, and then trying to find common ground with that person to help them understand who you are and help you understand who they are, because those comments can get negative and they can be very filled with emotion, but there's a human on the other side. And if you can just reach that person, no matter which platform they're choosing to reach out to you on, that would be a huge improvement.
We're speaking with Madeline Maddie Palmquist, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate. Maddie, what distinguishes you from other candidates?
So I have a very unique skill set that and personality type, really. I come from a really big family. I'm the second oldest of seven, whether they be full, half, or steps, however you want to classify them, we're huge. And that reaches a broad plethora of experience that I rely on to help me navigate situations. My brother is a firefighter in Orange Beach, Alabama. My sister is a more or less stay-at-home mom. She works part-time, so I get that aspect. I have brothers and family that were in the military who served, so I have I don't know how to explain it. It's like a if you look at my education, it's like you look at it and you're like, wow, she's impressive, or wow, she had no idea what she was doing. And I think it's a little bit of both, and it all came together in the end. So I currently work as a project manager. I oversee process, procedure, workflows. I work with the staff to implement those and make sure that those match what we're actually doing and make sure that they follow the rules and regulations that the government, state, local has put out for us, and follow through with all of those. So my skill set, my personality, and my education really makes me a great candidate for this position.
And our final question, Madeline, and it's just a basic one. Why should voters cast their ballot for you, or any final thoughts you might have?
So I think it's important to get out and make your voice heard, no matter who you're casting your ballot for. I think that voting based on credentials is important. Voting based on what you think somebody is going to do and how you think somebody is going to change things that impact your life directly. While we think our small local government may not do that, it really does. So getting out, researching your candidates, whoever they are. I know there's a lot of platforms. I don't have a platform specifically for this alderperson position. I'm a big believer in that if you want to know what I'm going to do professionally, that you should know me as a person. So I have a personal Facebook page, and I encourage anybody to find me there. See what I do for fun. See what my family looks like. See what I think about these things, and reach out to me if you have questions.
We really, really appreciate you throwing your hat in the ring, taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to do something like this, and to join me and put up with my questions and join me on the air as well, Madeline. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck out there, and thank you again for joining us today.
Have a great day.
You too. And again, you can find out more about our candidates, about who is going to be on the ballot at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. We are going to take just a quick minute break here. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show on Mornings here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Just a couple minutes left of the show. Beth and James here to wrap things up. A gigantic thank you to all of our candidates that joined us today, to our friends from the Southland County Humane Society that joined us. Really fun show today,
yeah,
Beth.
Yeah.
I wanted to wrap up talking about some local things going on in our area, and let's kick it off with one of our favorites, the Winter's Farmers Market.
Coming up again this Saturday at the Moravian Church, if you want to show up from 9 to 1 p.m. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We do have a food truck that comes up. We sell fry pies. We have a whole bunch of variety of booths. There's going to be eggs and fresh produce and meats and everything that you could think of. It's a fun time to meet with your neighbors. So come on down to the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday. And because it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, there are some contests and some fun events going on. So come on out and check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Be sure to find out more at WRMoravian.org, WRMoravian.org. Keep in mind that our good friend Beth here is also the Reverend at the Moravian Church. Mm-hmm. You can check out her services on the YouTube page. Just type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, subscribe to the page, and leave a like and a comment here and there and everything. It always helps, and she does amazing work there. And they welcome everybody.
We do.
So please keep that in mind and take in those services if you can in person or if you can online at something. Also want to remind people to support the arts, and you can do that in a really fun way coming up on this Monday. Nacoosa Public Schools has some upcoming concerts. Alexander Middle School and Nacoosa High School Band will have their performance on March 18th at 6. This will take place at the Nacoosa High School Auditorium.
Wonderful.
Head on over there, support those kids. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Nacoosa, they have their musical Honk, an ugly duckling of a musical. It's kicking off tomorrow, everybody, at 7. Then it's Saturday. They'll have a 2 o'clock show, a 2 o'clock matinee, and then another show at 7. You can get your tickets at showticks4u.com or right at the front desk when you get there. Support these kids and enjoy a great show.
Yes.
And Assumption has their talent show coming up tomorrow at 7, and it also has a dinner show on Saturday. Find out more about that by following Assumption's Facebook page, and get your tickets for that and support a great show, everybody. And just want to send a final shout out real quick to Matt LePay. They announced the Hall of Fame class of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Steve Brown, Pat Lowe, Dave Robinson, all well-deserving, and our good friend Matt LePay, who has joined us many times over the years here at WFHR. Congratulations to you, sir. You deserve it. Beth, great show.
Thank you.
Great
you
show.
Too.
Nice job. We appreciate you, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.